This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Video released on Tuesday appears to show British Challenger 2 main battle tanks on the ground in Ukraine for the first time, Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
Footage from Ukrainian Defense Minister Oleksiy Reznikov shared on social media includes the cabinet official thanking the United Kingdom.
Thank you very much from Ukraine to the United Kingdom.
But these tanks will have to do more than trend on Twitter. Ukraine has begged and pleaded for months for advanced weaponry ahead of what is an expected counteroffensive against invading Russian forces occupying swaths of territory in the country's east. The U.S. and NATO have promised tanks and artillery in hopes that Ukraine can repeat some of the successes it saw last year in repelling Russian attacks and retaking Russian-held regions. But that offensive has yet to take shape.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. The United States on Tuesday threw support behind a special international tribunal to try Russia for quote-unquote aggression against Ukraine, building momentum to prosecute the crime for the first time since the aftermath of World War II. The European Union has already advocated for a special tribunal, which could bring fresh charges against President Vladimir Putin and would be the latest legal salvo after the International Criminal Court issued an arrest warrant for him over alleged war crimes. The International Olympic Committee on Tuesday issued recommendations for the gradual return to international competitions for Russian and Belarusian athletes as neutrals, with President Thomas Bach saying their participation works despite the war in Ukraine.
Sports organizations must have the sole responsibility to decide which athletes can take part in international competitions based on their sporting merits and not